You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Tracy Ross and by phone with Brooke Gilley.
Brooke, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Brooke Gilley works at the Woodlands Nature Station at the Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area, and she's with me this morning to talk about the Hummingbird Festival coming up. Brooke, let me ask you to begin with, how big of an event is the Hummingbird Festival at the Nature Station? As far as your yearly events, does this one rank pretty close to the top?
It is. I would say it's our premier event. We usually on Saturday get about 1,000 people or so. Sunday it's a little less, probably 500 to 800, but it is our premier festival. It's the largest one of the year, and it's 2 days. It's Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend.
What do you think it is about the ruby-throated hummingbird that inspires such passion in the people who come out to the festival each year?
I think it's that it's a bird that you can get close to. They're not shy about people being around them. I think it's just their beauty, too, and in a way they kind of act like people towards each other. You know, one can be kind of cranky and the other one can be kind of, you know, just laid back. So I think, like, not to anthropomorphize them, I think that you know, they come to their people's gardens, you know, they kind of act like people in a way. They all have their little personalities. I think because they're small, maybe that attracts people to them. But overall, I think that's basically what inspires people.
So the festival is this Saturday and Sunday. Let's go through the schedule and tell people what to expect. It looks like on Saturday at 11 a.m., do things kick off with Hummingbirds 101?
Yes. Officially, we open to the public at 10 o'clock, and the programs themselves kind of wind down around 4 p.m., but we have ongoing programs throughout the day. Hummingbird repeats 3 times on Saturday and Sunday. So that is 11 a.m., Hummingbirds 101, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Both days.
And is this just a general introduction to the hummingbird?
That is right. It is just a general introduction into hummingbirds. It not only focuses on the ruby-throated hummingbird, which is the main species that we have in Land Between Lakes and in Kentucky, and that's our main focus here at the festival, is the migration of the ruby-throated hummingbird down to Costa Rica, but we focus on other hummingbirds that may be in South America or other parts of the United States. So we're kind of talking about hummingbirds in general, not just the ruby-throated hummingbird.
Then Saturday at noon, you have gardening for hummingbirds and butterflies. Is this how to manicure your garden to attract hummingbirds and butterflies?
Yes. It is a program that describes what flowers are good for hummingbirds as well as butterflies. There's a little bit of overlap between different types of flowers. They can attract both hummingbirds and butterflies, or they might have separate flowers that they like. But it's not only flowers, it's also, hummingbirds like to go through sprinklers, or what you should put in your backyard as far as their sugar water solution. So it's just creating a backyard habitat for hummingbirds and butterflies if you are interested in making your backyard wildlife friendly.
Then at 2 p.m. Saturday, it's the Art of Photography, and I will let you pronounce the lady's name who's leading it. I don't want to butcher it.
Her name is Teresa Gemeinhart, and she is originally from Missouri, but she is a local from Murray, Kentucky, and she has been coming out for numerous years and doing programs on how to take photographs of hummingbirds. That is one of her main subject areas that she likes to take a lot of photographs of. So she wants to impart her knowledge to be it amateur photographers or professional photographers on how to take better hummingbird photos.
Then on Sunday, your 12 o'clock special is Stories of the Hummingbird, presented by Sonia Wood Mahler.
That is correct.
And what can people expect from that?
Well, she is going to be telling folk stories about hummingbirds, as well as dressing up a child, I believe, in a hummingbird costume. She is actually a former employee of the Nature Station. She currently works down in Nashville. But she is a naturalist just like myself, and she's accumulated a lot of stories over her lifetime. So she is going to share some of those stories with us, particular hummingbird stories, during the Sunday program at noon.
Then Sunday at 2, you have Find the Wildlife Artist in You. It's a sketching workshop by Lenny Fautrell.
Yes. Lenny has been also a friend that has been coming up to the Nature Station for many years from Nashville. And he is an excellent wildlife sketch artist and painter. So he is going to be doing a workshop on how you can improve your skills or develop your skills on drawing wildlife. Our festival this year is it's kind of encompassing an art theme, how people are inspired by hummingbirds and other animals to create art. So we're trying to do a lot of art-related programs this year at the Nature Station.
Now, of course, one of the big featured events every year is Have Dinner with the Hummingbirds. It's so successful yet again this year. It's completely sold out, correct?
It is. if you were not able to get into that dinner, you can become a member of Land Between Lakes Association, and we do have a dinner that is available for members only on August 9th, and I would get in contact with the Friends of Land Between Lakes Association. There is a website. I think it's just friendsoflandbetweenlakes.org. You could probably Google it, but you can become a member and come to that dinner if, in case you were not able to get into that particular dinner that we have the day before Hummingbird Festival, which is August 1st.
So it looks like admission is $6 for 13 and up and $4 ages 5 to 12. Children 4 and under get in for free. And is this Saturday and Sunday, August the 2nd and 3rd, at the Woodlands Nature Station at Land Between the Lakes. Brooke, is there anything else you need to tell us about the Hummingbird Festival this year?
Oh, sure. During the Hummingbird Festival, our main focus, and I mean it's very centered around this, are our banders, our hummingbirds that come to the Nature Station during this migration time period. We get about 200 of them each day during the peak time for migration, which is right about this time. And we have people that put bands on them. Those are little, this is going to sound horrible, but they're little bracelets that go around their ankles, and they have information on them, like numbers, so they can keep track of those particular animals to see how long they live, where they're going to, so they can collect all this data from these particular birds. And we've been doing this for many, many years. We'll also have a local beekeeper coming. Again, we have a lot of wildlife artists displaying their artwork as well as demonstrating their craft. I'm very excited this year. We have a stained glass artist. Her name is Susan Derricks that is coming. So we have a lot of different things for a lot of different people. We have a lot of games and different activities for the kids to do as well at the Nature Station.
Well, Brooke, this all sounds really exciting. If someone's listening now and they want to have more information about the Hummingbird Festival ahead of this weekend, how's the best way to do that?
Well, if they are interested in finding more information, they are more than welcome to call us up at the Nature Station. Our phone number here is 270-924 2299, and that is the direct phone number to the Woodlands Nature Station. So if they are interested in finding out more information, they are welcome to call us, and we would be happy to fill them in on all the different programs that are going on if they want to attend a particular one. So do please call us, and we'll be happy to answer all your questions.
Brooke Gilley works at the Woodlands Nature Station at Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area. She's told us all about this weekend's Hummingbird Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 2nd and 3rd. Brooke, thank you so much for taking a few moments with us on Sounds Good this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.